I have a very special guest with me in the studio. Lou Connor, Two Harbors Mayor, is here. And thanks for being here, Lou. I know you've been here before, and it's wonderful to have you here again.
Well, thanks for inviting me, and I always enjoy being able to give any kind of an update or have any kind of communication possible.
Yeah, well, we like to do it in a regular way. Sounds like the city is going through a strategic planning. So we need that to be brought down to earth for us. What is the city talking about?
So I think what's happening, and I think this is a really good thing, is over the course of the last few years, I didn't see as a citizen a lot of interaction in terms of planning from a strategic standpoint. And there's things like the comprehensive plan that have to start being updated, things like that. And this was an opportunity that for the counselors who can't meet with each other more than three people at a time, because right. Then it becomes an open meeting. So this is a public meeting. The opportunity for people to be a part of it would be there. Of course, you have to do council business while we're there. So the thought of taking a look at what are our priorities for the coming year. What are the things that we should be focusing on? Because there's a lot of things out there that we've been doing. So that's the reason this is happening, and all of the counselors were very excited to be able to get together to do this.
Yeah, and so it's something that really is over and above kind of that's happening.
Well, I suppose, but I think it's something that should be kind of fundamental.
Right.
For most towns, cities that are successful in their planning, I think that this is a good thing.
Right. And presumably it also gives you a chance to sort of, just meet and just explore things. And tell me a little bit about what you have or some ideas coming to the table or what are we allowed to even hear about at this point?
Well, I think you're allowed to hear just about anything that we've been discussing.
And, yeah.
And it's not a lot of new things. It's just a matter of getting updates and getting all of us on the same playing field, all the same page.
Yeah.
Clearly, housing is one, continues to be that. And the housing committee's done a good job through the last year. Since last, I guess it was July, we put the housing committee together.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to the point now where we've been able to identify the various parcels of land that the city does own and be able to kind of prioritize those as to which ones would be good from a housing development standpoint. Now it takes the council to get together to give the committee some more thought on the prioritization, what type of housing might we want in the various different parcels that we have. And then after that, there'll be a chance to open it up to the community as well for input once we have a little bit more focus on where we are with housing.
And it sounds like the housing is working with the county HRA as well, sort of in an unprecedented working together thing. So hopefully a lot will be accomplished with all this.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, as soon as I leave here, I'm headed to the City Hall, and Matthew Johnson from the Lake County HRA Executive Director and I and Patty Nordine, the City Administrator, are going to sit down and take a look at some of these parcels and see how we can collaborate on what's going on with them. He has a lot of good opportunities, good ideas, more resources. So, yes, there's a real sense of strong collaboration between the Lake County HRA and the city.
That's great. What else is on the docket?
Of course, waterfront is sitting out there. We're getting to the point now where we're actually going to acquire the land. It's going to probably be April or May before it's finalized. And the committee, Friends for the Waterfront, has done a great job in getting an initial set of planning opportunities together, gathering information. One of the things that I recently did was go down and take a look, and this was from the request of Robin Glauser at one of the council meetings, take a look at the previous plans from a waterfront standpoint that have been done. And there were four that have been done over the years.
Yeah, I was going to say there's probably been several.
In 1978, 1991, 98, and 2004 all had some sort of a plan. So we're reviewing those. At some point, the Friends of the Waterfront and CERD, which is the grant that they have, we'll start to take a look at those to be sure that that information is part of everything too.
Yeah, now if I recall, there was a marina as part of a plan, one of those plans.
Yeah, there was at one point, there was that thought, and that's one of the plans specifically was for that. Clearly that didn't come about.
No.
And we'll be heading a different direction than that, it looks like. But
Yeah, I was going to say, were there any other things that popped up in those historical documents that are of special interest or curiosity?
Well, it, quite honestly, it's fairly parallel to what we're talking about now.
Okay.
Other than the fact that the marina was there, but it was a lot of what to do with the take the rainwater runoff, how to account for that, what to do just in terms of keeping green spaces, things like that. Some of them talked about development down there, which we may be limited to what we can do. Once we get the land from the DNR, we'll know a little bit more about that. But it seems like it's going to be mostly green space that's there. But the other things that the city council are part of waterfront, and there's going to be a waterfront committee, I think, that will be coming out of the strategic planning. And it's probably going to start as a committee of the council, essentially. And then it, I'm not sure where it'll, how that'll morph at some point. Of course, public will be in as a part of that as well in some way, shape, or form. But we've got to include what we're going to do with Edna G. We want to be sure that that she's taken care of properly. If we're going to get her out of the water, how to do that. We know the Vets Memorial is going to be there as well. So we'll have to work all of that into it. And then the big thing is sorting out funding. You know, what resources are we going to utilize? And we're learning more about that. Congressman Stauber and our senators have federal funds that are kind of like one-time project funds that we may be able to reach out into. We're just starting to learn how to do that at this point. So we're just getting all the ducks in a row, and the waterfront, it's going to take 5 years to get it to where we want it to be. But this next year, preliminary planning's been done by citizens, which I think is good. Now we'll take it the next steps further.
Wonderful. I was going to ask, you know, what kind of timeline we're talking about. You know, it's been a long time, and it seems like taking the time to do it right, and it really is on that kind of a roll right now. So I am really excited to hear about that. One question, I know the CIP, the Capital Improvement Plan, was a strategic plan of sorts in recent years. How does that plan intersect with strategic planning?
Well, absolutely. It's something that we're going to talk about because it's ready to be renewed, essentially. So
okay.
The council's already discussed, and I believe, I'm going by memory, but I believe we've asked ARDC to begin to help us find someone to work with us on updating the CIP at this point, because I think it's actually... it's at least 12 years old, and the most recent update was done for just one specific purpose, and so not a lot has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be something that's part of that. We'll be have discussions in these next 2 weeks when we do our, I guess it's about a 4-hour meeting for each time that we meet, so 8 hours of a meeting as a council. But how we go about with the CIP will be something that'll be on the agenda, I'm sure.
Okay. And now with Justin Otsia resigned or gone, or he's not in this position anymore, has that been filled? How is that going?
I think it's still what we're looking at is how to redesign the job description for that. I think that's what Patty has been doing at this point. My understanding is that when it would be filled would be sometime in the next couple of months. At what level it's being filled, I think that's part of what the council will talk about during the strategy.
Okay,
as well.
That's part of the new strategy. So another sort of loss that can turn into an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. All right. Well, what else, Lou?
Well, one of the things that's coming up, and I just attended Monday night. That's why I had to miss the council meeting. The Chamber of Commerce function that was legislative priority. So it had a lot of the legislators. I was sat at a table with Natalie Zlesnikar. I had a chance I know Grant Hochschild was in the room as well. But we also have Capital Days that's coming up in May. So this year, as part of this strategy, we're going to talk about legislative priorities from our perspective. What do we need to be asking for? Making sure that we are consistent and we have a message when we go down to Capital Days,
right,
and basically lobby for the city of Two Harbors to be sure we can get what we need. I think there was some coordination in the past in terms of when people went down there. But this meeting as a council to establish what these kind of talking points would be, I think is going to be very beneficial so that we get the maximum effort out of it.
Yeah. Okay. So you're heading to the Capitol. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's other things. Well, you just tell me are the things I forgot to ask you about.
No, that's fine. Well, one of the other things that is always on my plate a little bit is any kind of economic development. The Two Harbors Economic Development Authority, THEDA, hasn't had enough members to have a quorum at this point. I mean, we're working on getting some new members on that and maybe getting that picked up a little bit better.
Okay.
I think going along with housing, being able to have somebody, or at least somebody that has a portion of their responsibilities, focusing on economic development is important. I know that I've been able to meet with Janelle Jones a little bit more often. She has a real handle on what might be coming in and what's here. And she does organize some good. She did a manufacturing meeting last summer that got a lot of the area manufacturing folks together to see what their priorities were, what their needs are. Doing things like that just allows, from the city standpoint, to also look at what new opportunities are there going to be for growth in business.
Yeah. And of course, we always look at the buildings on Main Street and on, you know, downtown that are sitting empty. And we all have our dreams for those buildings. And so hopefully, I just keep thinking, you know, in the coming years, they're going to start to fill up.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's part of the issue is that single individuals own several of the properties. So it's a matter of getting individuals to move a little bit on it and go forward. That's beyond the control of a mayor or the city council necessarily at this point. But that would be nice. It'd be good to see that. It'd be good to see Second Avenue as well. Have some momentum build up there, although some of those buildings are in pretty rough shape at this point.
Right. Some of them probably would need to be torn down. Whew, well, we're running out of time, but one quick final question, Lou, is when you became mayor, you know, you did not have a lot of experience in politics, and it's been a while now. It's been a big career shift. How's it been?
actually, it's when we say I didn't have much experience in politics, I always go back to the fact that I was in higher education for 45 years.
Yeah.
And I might have said this on the air before, but there was a quote that I learned a long time ago, and I think it was Calvin Coolidge, who once said that he learned the fine art of politics when he was a faculty member at Princeton before he went to Washington to work with the amateurs. So the fact that there's so many politics in higher ed,
yeah.
It's not dissimilar.
Okay.
I'm learning. Small town, that puts a different spin on it.
Yeah, right. Well, it's wonderful to have you. Thanks so much, and we'll have you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm speaking with Lou Connor. He is the mayor of Two Harbors.